Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Here we go. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Whoo! That story about this school board lady. Insane. I mean, it's really that big of a deal to be on the Pine Ridgeland School Board? I guess it is. If you either you or you have operatives willing to forge signatures and kind of screw up your future as a result. Anyway, let's get to it. Like I said, 866-391-1020 is that number. I got so much. Like, I'm trying to figure out what I want to talk about tomorrow. Get to some things today. All right. I got a game plan. I know what I'm going to do. By the way, tomorrow, so the show is from 2 to 6, but I'll just be here from 2 to 4. I'm going to cut out early. I got somewhere to be. And Michael Bartley will take over for the last 2 hours of tomorrow's show as I got somewhere to go to start my weekend early. But honestly, I do have an obligation. About this vacation story, a question for you after you hear this.
The ship's been on a 13-day voyage through Central America and the Caribbean, departing San Diego on September 19th, and arrived this morning in Miami. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 90 passengers and 4 crew members reported symptoms of norovirus, which include diarrhea and vomiting. Royal Caribbean says it's isolated sick passengers and increased cleaning and disinfection procedures.
Oh, man.
There is no antiviral treatment for norovirus, so it's just about treating the symptoms, making sure that you stay hydrated. Now, this is the 19th outbreak of a gastrointestinal illness on a cruise ship so far this year. That's already outpacing all of last.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Man.
It's been rough seas for dozens of passengers aboard Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas after a norovirus outbreak.
I got violently sick, and I couldn't make it to the bathroom even.
Bob Pettit says he got ill one night after dinner. He's traveling with his son, Joshua.
Thanks, Bob, for the descriptor. Truly appreciated it. Okay, 90-plus people sick on this ship. Now, follow me on the route. It started in San Diego, and it's going to Miami. So it's going there. Let's say that you didn't get sick. Or let's say that you did. Either way. And Royal Caribbean is about to come to shore in Miami. And they say to you, hey, we're sorry about the time that you had. Bad things, not good, all that. We are going to offer you, at your leisure, whenever, on your timeline, your next cruise half off. Would you take it? Now, I've been on a couple cruises. I was on Utopia of the Seas. That's like a really big boat. I think that's Royal Caribbean, maybe. I was on a Disney cruise, couple Disney cruises before. There was not any of these outbreaks. I wasn't sick. Cruises are just okay. I like the fact that I could sit, because I'm real big on this. Leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. We function best that way. I could sit on that deck and look out at the ocean for hours at a time. And you know what I did? I could sit on the deck and did sit on the deck and look out at the ocean for hours at a time, especially at night with about 13 cups of coffee and just stared out into the abyss and looked for ships and things like that. Then I went and did all the stuff during the day, and it is what it is. They're not my favorite things. They're not my least favorite things. They're kind of in the middle. But if there was some violent diarrhea outbreak and some projectile vomiting on a ship, I think that maybe, just maybe, it might be my last go-round. Kind of like if you go to an amusement park and you ride a ride and you get sick on it, you may not give it another chance. Now, Andy Lindbergh came scurrying in here, much like Bob and his son on that ship who couldn't make it to the bathroom. Have you been on a ship where there's been an outbreak, Andy?
I've been on a ship where there's been outbreaks, and I've been on two cruises and got COVID twice.
You got COVID twice?
From each coming home, like final day.
Maybe you just have long-haul COVID and you've had it the whole time.
That's also, and it just flares up.
Yes, it flares up on the ship when you go to Galveston or wherever, you and Glenn Campbell. anyway, so what happened?
So it's just, it's the elevators, I think, is where it really spreads. How many people did you say, 60?
90 plus.
90 plus. I think that's kind of low for the amount of people they have on a cruise ship. How many people could get that just because of everyone's eating in the same areas and what have you? When you went on your cruise ship, did you take the stairs as much as you could? Or were you an elevator guy?
I always take the stairs as much as I can.
So when you're in that...
Unless it's like 39 floors.
Right.
You know? Like
right.
If something is 5 floors... No. If something's 10 floors or under, I generally take the stairs.
I did as much as I could, staying, you know, washing my hands, keeping myself clean, trying to stay away from people. But those couple minutes in the elevator when you're just packed in there like sardines, that's your breeding ground for norovirus or whatever is getting spread.
So you got COVID twice?
Twice.
Are you sure you got it on the ship?
Yeah, I'm sure I got it on the ship because I was trying to do a rock climbing wall.
Uh-huh.
I made it up about a third of the way and just completely had to stop and then took a COVID test when I got home and realized, okay, I was wondering why.
But it wasn't like Bob where you couldn't make it to the bathroom,
oh,
right?
No. Luckily, I would take COVID over heaven.
Yes, I agree with that.
The thing about norovirus is it's like 24 hours of pure hell, but once you're through that, I think you're in the clear. Isn't that how that works?
Yeah, I got COVID once, and my calves were sore, and I just felt weak for like a day, then I was fine. I got the worst thing I ever had in my life. I got food poisoning from the fan open one time. A lot of people did. Hathorn did, too.
I remember that.
And I'll tell you what. It was... I would rather have surgery than have food poisoning. 100% so. It was just a life of miserableness. I couldn't get comfortable. I was so uncomfortable. You couldn't risk, like, you couldn't walk back to the bed from the bathroom.
Nope.
It was terrible. This sounds like Marty's show. I don't want to get too graphic on this. He talks about poop all the time.
Yeah.
I don't need to do that. But anyhow.
It's just an uncomfortable situation.
Would you take another cruise at half off?
100%.
You would? Okay. Okay. Would you take it at 1/4 off?
No.
You try to talk him into half
You'd
off?
You'd have to go half.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
See, if you get off of Miami, is this you've enjoyed the entire cruise, or is this you have to get off and you're kind of,
well,
trip's
that's the
over?
Other thing. That ship ain't going back. I think they fly back.
I mean, if something happens to you on that ship, like say you're up there in age,
right,
and you meet St. Peter.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not getting off that ship. Well, that ship's not coming back.
The cheaper cruise lines, they just throw you off, like overboard. And you just figure it out.
I think that was a Goldie Hawn movie.
Yes, good thing that this was a Royal Caribbean, because some of those low-budget ones, they just, you know, it is what it is.
I think Royal Caribbean
Gulf
has their
of America,
own
some say, is where you end up.
That's... many people are saying that.
Yes. Particularly the ones that were red. So there's that.
Sorry to barge in here.
Yeah, no, I like it. I don't like that you got COVID twice. But
no, but I just thought it was, every time. It's just, there's so many people from all over the country and all over the world. It's just like a breeding ground for germs and what have you.
For the COVID.
The cove.
Yes, that's why when I go on vacation, I'm in the middle of the Grand Canyon with... like 5 other people. That entices me more at this stage in my life.
Right.
So anyway, good stuff. Thanks for the COVID update.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.